All right. The movie of the Cubs World Series run, Let's Cast the Key Players. This is out of the Chicago Tribune. With Radar Pictures planning on making a movie based on retired catcher David Ross's memoir and two documentaries already in the can, what else is in the works here? Here's a dream team cast for future Cubs movies. Okay. Here we go. Now, we're going to have the pictures up on the Facebook page, Dan, so people can see the side-by-side?
Correct.
Okay. If you want to take a look and see if physically these people look like the real-life counterparts, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Now, this first one's an obvious one. Anybody who's seen Get Out should immediately know this one. Bradley Whitford is Joe Madden. My dad, when we went to go see Get Out, my dad leaned over to me like three times and said, "I can't believe that guy looks exactly like Joe Madden." Yes, he does look like Joe Madden. And then like 15 minutes later, "Doesn't he look exactly like Joe Madden?" I'm like, "Yes, Daddy. Looks like Joe Madden."
Fun fact, that is Joe Madden.
Yeah.
You need to do something.
There's another theory right there. Now we got a theory for Get Out. Bradley Whitford's spooky turn as the dad in the horror movie Get Out has fans noting his resemblance to Cubs manager Joe Madden. When Chicago blogger Scott Smith tweeted the actor about playing Madden in a Cubs movie, Whitford's reply was, "It would be an honor." Oh, yeah! He's even got... You've seen Get Out.
No.
Oh!
I know, I haven't yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you saw it.
No.
Well, you should.
Okay.
Because it rules.
I know.
He's even got the black-rimmed glasses, Bradley Whitford, in Get Out. He looks just like him. It's really... All right, Bruce Willis is David Ross. Bruce Willis is too old to play David Ross. David Ross is only 39 years old.
Yeah, he's not that... Just because his
Bruce
name
Willis
is
60.
Grandpa does not.
Doesn't mean you're going to... I mean, you can't get a guy...
He's a couple years older than I am.
Says, fun fact, according to USA Today, Bruce Willis's Moonlight character, David Addison, was part of the reason Addison's Russell's mother gave him his name. No, come on, really? I just thought, hey, Thunder? Wow.
Okay, caveman.
I better get Ted and get my Thunder buddy.
It's not like you've been reading the weather for a
No,
while.
I know. What it is.
Oh,
again, proving
walk
again,
of
yeah,
fame.
Yeah, Walk of Fame. Approving again why I deserve that plaque they're giving me. Because I'm fascinated by thunder. All right. Chris Pratt as Anthony Rizzo. Any actor who plays Rizzo needs to be able to pull off some humor from his glass case of emotion.
No.
Chris Pratt...
No.
I don't see that
he's
at all.
He's too old.
I totally see that.
Really?
Yeah, you need a fun, goofy guy.
Yeah, I see the goofy, but that's about
he
it.
He is the fun, goofy guy in movies right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, but he looks nothing like him. Not even slightly.
If he put on the pounds again like he did in Park and Racks, I think he can get the round face.
I don't think you
he's
can.
He's all buff now, man.
Yeah.
He's Star-Lord now. You're not going to... He's Jurassic World Pratt.
They got to get someone with boyish...
Boyish good looks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the
dimples.
Idea... I mean, I like the idea because Rizzo is a bit
yeah.
of a goofball.
No, I get the goofy, but...
And he's in the, you know, he's in the middle of the World Series and he's referencing Anchorman. You got to love that. I like this one. I think this is good. I got to say, I think this is good. Zac Efron is Chris Bryant. I totally get that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I see that.
Even Bryant's wife, Jessica, has taken note of the resemblance.
Yeah.
They're both beautiful men.
Yeah, they would have to, I don't know if he'd have to put on contacts.
So because of the eyes, oh yeah.
That husky.
Yeah, Chris Bryant's dreamy.
You know, he looks like a husky.
Yeah. Well, he's dreamy.
Or just put a husky in, a husky dog.
Okay.
Same thing.
But Zac Efron is Chris Bryant. Okay, that one's good. Anybody else have any ideas here? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All right. Allison Porter is Jessica Bryant. I don't know who Allison Porter is.
Oh,
she was the winner of season 10 of The Voice, and she was in Curly Sue.
Oh, the little girl in Curly Sue.
The little girl in Curly Sue, which was filmed and set in Chicago and also starred Cubs fan Jim Belushi. I don't know. I don't know if that's... Yeah,
I don't know what the wives look like.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll get more here. Casting the Cubs, all right? Okay, we've got some suggestions from people to cast the Cubs movie.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy says, how about Kurt Russell for Joe Madden? Kurt Russell's a, you know, he's a great actor.
Maybe if they scruffed him up and he'd have to dye his hair.
Yeah, well, not really. He's pretty gray.
Is he pretty
gray? Yeah. Scruffed him up. Did you see him in Hateful Eight? Good Lord.
No, I haven't seen him.
He can grow a good beard, though, Kurt Russell. You ever see The Thing? That's one of the greatest bearded performances of all time. I have to remember that list that my idiot friends and I made.
Of the best beards?
No, best bearded performance.
Oh.
By an actor with a beard. Best bearded performance of all time when we chose Kurt Russell in The Thing as the best bearded performance of all time. Because you have to take into account the performance
mm-hmm.
and the beard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the greatest beards in film history.
Mm-hmm.
He's also got a beard in the new Galaxies of the Guardians of Galaxers of Galaxies. It's a new movie I just made up.
Oh.
815 area code.
Russell in it.
Ben Savage is Rizzo.
Oh, he's... Yeah. Oh, he could have done it some years ago.
Yeah.
He's a little too old looking now, I think.
Dwayne and McHenry, when I was watching Game 7 and they showed John Cusack, I thought he was Tom Ricketts. So you should cast him. He doesn't look anything like Tom Ricketts. Doesn't look anything like Tom Ricketts. Tom Ricketts looks exactly like Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
So Cusack looks like Ted Cruz now?
So he looks like the Zodiac Killer? Another theory.
That's another theory. That's right. Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer. 708 area code. Brian looks more like Casey Affleck. Nah, I would
Who
pick.
Who does?
Chris Bryant. I would pick Zac Efron over Casey Affleck. Although Casey Affleck can grow a good beard. He's looked homeless for the past 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, is that really a good beard?
Well, I like it.
It's pretty funky looking.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think a good beard is when it can be full and it has some sort of shape.
You know who grows a very funky looking beard? My boyfriend Keanu Reeves.
Does it? Well, he's got the Asian probably kind of doesn't let him.
Like the beard he's got in the John Wick movies. It's just kind of like a little patchy.
Yeah, I'm going to say because my dad's half Chinese and he can't grow anything on his face.
Really?
He's got smooth as a baby's bottom on his cheeks.
Jay in Ohio says Benjamin Bratt as Theo Epstein.
I haven't seen him in a while.
You know, he was just a villain in some movie and I can't remember what it was. But here's who they picked for Theo Epstein.
Who's that?
Your favorite. Ben Affleck.
Ugh. No. He would have to lose weight.
Well, he's all buff now because he's Batman.
I was going to say he looks puffy.
No, he's all buff now. He's Batman. Yeah.
No.
Let's see.
I'm going to go no.
Dexter Fowler, my favorite Cub. They say Michael B. Jordan. I can see that. I can definitely see that. And by the way, Michael B. Jordan rules the planet. Have you seen Creed?
No.
Oh, it's so good.